Hello, and welcome to the seventh episode of Fun with Scotch and Other Fine Spirits. And I'm John.
I'm Judy. And I'm Merlis.
And tonight we're going to be talking about Islay scotches again. And this evening we have four of them to choose from. We're going to be talking about, this is Bunahabhain. We've got Shieldegg. We have a Bowmore 12-year and a Finlaggan Old Reserve. So first up this evening, we're going to be talking about Finlaggan Old Reserve. And this is kind of an interesting scotch. We picked up at Trader Joe's, which is, I guess it's an American chain on the West Coast. I know it's down in California too, but I'm not sure how much of the country it covers. Mm-hmm. This one is inexpensive, to say the least. I think we paid $22 for it, and I wasn't expecting much. But we're going to see how that goes. And tried to do a little bit of research online and could not find out much about where it's distilled. That seems to be kind of a secret. So I guess without further ado, we'll just go ahead and see what we think of it. I think it's got a really nice nose to it.
Mm-hmm. Smells very peaty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can smell the peat. It doesn't have a really strong alcohol scent.
Mm-mm.
It's really rich. To my taste, it kind of reminds me a lot of Laphroaig. I just really enjoy it. It's a tasty scotch.
About the Laphroaig 10-year.
Yeah, that's true.
Because there are many Laphroaigs.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I like it. Yeah, it reminds me of Laphroaig as well. And considering the price comparison for me is winter, because you know, Laphroaig is one of those things we buy each other for Christmas.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to, because if we buy it, we'll just drink it all up and it'll be gone in a week, and
it's all gone.
But
can't afford to spend $60 plus on a bottle of scotch every week. So
yeah, but this one is, you know, it could, this one can, if you really love Islays and smoky and peaty flavors, you can afford to have this as your everyday. I think you could have it as your everyday whiskey, if you want your scotch, if you wanted. It's affordable enough for that.
It's a little sharp, but not unpleasant at all. And yeah, it's just a nice, basic, peaty Islay.
Mm-hmm.
So go Trader Joe's.
Yeah. Whoever distilled it.
Yeah, it is. It is. It did say it was distilled and bottled in Scotland. So it is, you know, a Scottish single malt. We're just not sure where. The bottling company or the distributor is in Glasgow, so I'm assuming that it's not too far away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have a picture of Finlaggan Castle, Isle of Islay, on the label, but it doesn't say where it's distilled. So, anyway, that was a pretty nice bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And next we have
Bowmore. We have the Bowmore 12-year. It does not say anything about chill filtering or not adding color, so we were going to assume that it is not chill filtered, and it is, has some coloring added to it, and it is a nice, pretty color, a nice deep
amber.
Yeah,
very pretty. It smells really good too.
I don't really smell, when I smell it, I don't smell a lot of peat necessarily.
No, there's more sweetness and maybe a little maple, a little vanilla.
Or caramel, possibly.
Yeah.
Something like
that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, when you look it up, it talks about, you know, bananas and peaches and citrusy things. And I just don't, I don't get it from this. But, you know, I do not have a refined palate.
I'm glad you said that, though. I just got a little peach as it was evaporating in my mouth.
Oh, you know? I hate peaches.
Oh.
So now I won't like it.
Yeah. I like it. It's definitely smoother than the Finlaggan.
Yes.
It's kind of a little buttery taste feel in the mouth, not taste so
much. It
does,
yeah.
And, of course, the, you know, a lot of times, especially with scotches, you do get what you pay for.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, so that's why this is a lot more smooth.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
It's, you know, got that buttery feel, because it's like, I think at Total Wine & More, it was about $58 plus all the lovely fees. So, you know, it's not an expensive one, but it's
no,
but
no.
It's a middle, I would say a mid-priced scotch.
Mm-hmm.
But it does, I personally think it tastes more expensive than it is, I believe.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's I think the smoothness and the mouthfeel mm-hmm. and everything give it, I would like it to have a little more peat or a little more, you know, character that way. But all in all, I think it's... Mm-hmm. It's very nice.
I guess you could say this is more smoky than peaty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's still quite acceptable for us, mm-hmm. us Islay lovers.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bowmore's, it's been one of my favorite Islays for quite a while. I think that, to my mouth, it actually has a little bit more alcohol bite to it than the Finlagen does. The Finlagen comes off to me being slightly milder. But,
really?
Huh. Yeah.
Okay.
But that's
I didn't get that.
Taste.
But that's, yeah, that, I mean, that's an individual thing. So, all right.
I'm throwing gum. I almost spit Bowmore all over the place.
No, don't do that. Not good.
Shielding.
Yeah. I think I just want to go back to what John just said about the alcohol. Yeah. I see what you're saying. My tongue tingles a little more with that alcohol with the Bowmore than it does with the Finlagen, but still the Finlagen is not smooth like the Bowmore,
mm-hmm.
if that makes sense to anyone.
They're both, I think, are they both 40% alcohol?
I believe
What's
so.
What's the Finlagen say?
Pretty sure it's 40, yeah. Yes, 40.
Okay, all right.
So I think it's just... More than likely, Finlagen is not 12 years old.
No.
You know,
no.
So it's... That could account for the alcohol, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, Shieldegg.
Okay.
Mr. John.
Next up is Shieldegg. And from my what little research I've done on it, I'm trying to get caught up on these things here. It says it's produced by Ian McLeod, who's a family-owned blender and independent bottler. And he owns Glengoyne and Tamdhu distilleries. And also the Smokehead and Fat Trout labels. It says it's sourced from an unnamed Islay distillery, again. And seems to have that in common with Finlagen. So it says it's bottled in the town of Shieldegg in the Northern Highlands. We got this from Total Wine & More, which is another chain throughout this part of the country. Mm-hmm. In the U.S. And I guess we'll take a look at it and see what we think.
Yeah, this is also a 40% alcohol, and it has an interesting smell. It's a very, I think it's kind of a very gentle smell. I get bread pudding, and that's a weird thing because I don't even like bread pudding.
No, you don't. Mm.
But for me, it's got that kind of yeasty, caramely smell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should.
It does remind me of that.
We should make some bread pudding and pour this over
there
the top.
You go.
No, yeah, just I'll just take the whiskey. No,
I wasn't going to give you any bread pudding.
Oh, okay.
We could make bread pudding and soak it in there, and then we could eat it.
And for topping, we could put rice pudding or tapioca.
Oh, jeez,
I'll eat those too.
Yeah.
All the things I hate. Yeah. All right. Yes. So now.
Nice smooth smell though.
Hmm. Not bad at all. This doesn't have an age designation, so we're not sure how old it is. It's probably fairly young then.
It's just a wee child.
I would think, yeah.
Yeah, it's a wee babe. And it probably needs some aging, I would guess. It's a nice taste. It's very, it's just, there's not much peat, which is what I really like.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I don't know if it's got the same kind of...
It has a little bit of a... aftertaste for me, or finish, I guess, that I'm not quite placing. It's not unpleasant, but it's not something I say I totally like either.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, I totally would drink this, but it has an odd finish to it for me.
Okay. You say it's a taste that you find odd.
Yeah.
Because I'm getting like a little bit of almost a syrupy texture at the end.
It wasn't the texture.
Okay.
It was an actual finish taste.
Yeah, it has that texture. It's very good. It's very tasty. I have had a Shieldegg that was older, like 15 or 18 years, and that was really good.
That was really good.
Mm-hmm. But this is very nice. And again, do you remember how much it was?
25. 25.
Yeah. Okay, $25. Again, for 25, it's a very nice scotch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's totally depending on your budget, mm-hmm, how often mm-hmm. you drink. That's mm-hmm. totally a nice one to have for every day, meaning, you know, not literally every day for some people, but just if you drink scotch several times a week, this would be a good one. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or if you have the buddies over for a poker game and you want to show them a little Isla love, you can. I guess that's probably not a good description for a poker game, but
no, but still, yeah.
Okay.
All right, what's next?
But it would be very nice sitting out in the garden on a night when you can see the stars and you can.
Yeah, it'd be lovely.
All right, our last contestant. Well, it's not really a contestant because it's not actually a contest. Our last friend here is Bunahaben, which is 12 years old. It's on its label. It states that it's natural colored and unchill filtered, and it's really pretty.
It's a beautiful amber.
It is a lovely amber color. It's probably the prettiest scotch today, but that's. Yeah.
The Bowmore was probably trying to emulate it.
Yeah.
But it's actually, the Bowmore is a little bit lighter, I think, than the Bunahaben.
And the Bunahaben distillery is on Islay, and it was established in 1881. And it sells itself as the gentler taste of Islay. So we're going to kind of see what that means. I'm guessing it's lower in peat, lower in smoke. On the other hand, I have a friend who just loves this stuff. This is her favorite scotch. So I'm kind of interested to see what it tastes and smells like. It's got a bit of alcohol in the smell. Mm-hmm. I just opened the bottle, though, so that may have something to do with it.
Yeah, but the glasses have been sitting out for
a little while. That's true. So. Mm-hmm.
I think it tastes totally different from all the... I mean, like, totally different from all the others. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Mm-hmm. No, it's nummy.
I don't think it's... it doesn't taste like what I consider a traditional Islay, which mm-hmm. would be mm-hmm. like Lafroig, mm-hmm. Lagavulin, one of those.
It's almost like it's got a little bit more honey flavor or something that mellows it. Mm-hmm. It's got some smoke to it in the taste. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's there, but...
And a little bit of, like, that... kind of briny sea taste. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But other than that, it's not a traditional Islay, or at least it may be on the spectrum of Islay scotches, but it's way at the lighter end. Although it's not a really light scotch. It's just light in the peat and smoke.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not. Alcohol-wise, it is not. Did you say that was also 40%?
This is 46.3.
Oh, wow.
So we're going to stick down here at the Bunahaben end of the scale for a while. Hey, it's really tasty.
It is.
But it is the most expensive mm-hmm. of the four that we've tried tonight. It was about $80 with all the taxes and fees here in Washington. And
that's not one you want to, unless you have the money, this is not one you want to have every night.
Yeah, it's a special occasion kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But it is very tasty. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We should bring Glenda a bottle.
Oh, is that who?
Yeah. Our friend Glenda, she and her partner run a sanctuary for abused and neglected farm animals on Vashon Island in Puget Sound.
Called Baugh House. So if you'd like to donate to those things, I mm-hmm. think that is a very good place to donate your funds.
Baugh House, Baahaus.
Yes.
And it really is a worthy thing. But Glenda just retired this year and is spending more and more time there. So they have an annual picnic for their donors. And last year, Judy and I and a couple of other people went and bartended at the picnic, and we had so much fun.
Best bartenders ever.
Yes. Yeah. So this year we'll bring some Bunahaben and we'll have even more fun.
Yeah. But it's only for Glenda, not for the others.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That is good. The more I sip it, the more I like it.
Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
Okay. All right, now our traditional thing now is that we take some water, add just a couple drops of water, if I can manage that. A couple or eight. I'm not good at this whole managing
Marlis.
Water.
Now we have to give explicit rating. Been trying to avoid that, and I'm like one of the worst offenders, and I've been a good girl.
I know, you have been.
Oops.
In an effort to try and not add too much water, we have a straw in a glass of water, and you can just, you know, put your finger on the end of the straw and then supposedly control how much water you put into the whiskey, but it's not as easy as you might think.
John drank too much of his, so he has to add more.
Okay.
A little.
Okay.
Just a dram, as they say.
That's right.
All right, so here's our Finlagen with a little bit of water. Nope, that didn't help. Now,
I'm smelling grass when I... I just took a sniff of it again before I tasted
can
it.
Can you define grass? Because we're in Washington.
Like...
You know, that tall
green stuff that grows in the yard?
It grows up in the yard.
Where you mow.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, that description for Washington didn't actually, you know, explain things. So, okay.
All right.
Stuff you use in Elmore.
Yeah, like
Yeah, I don't think it helped much, though. Although, you know, on a hot summer afternoon, if you've done a lot of yard work and you are now sitting in the shade and want some Finlagen with a bunch of ice, you can do that. And it will be kind of like Scotch-Aid, but it will be fine.
That's really good, though.
I'm getting the sense that Marlis doesn't like the Finlagen.
No, I like it, but not so much in comparison to others. You know, it's a perfectly acceptable scotch.
Doesn't taste like
and you can bring it to any of my parties. That's fine.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Then we're good. All right. All right. So, Bumor with some water.
Mm-hmm. Again, with the honey.
The smell. I think the honey. I think it brought out the honey.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, because now I'm getting that honey. I didn't really get it before, but with those few drops of water, it's like honey up my nose.
It hasn't upped the peat at all, which, you know, we went back to Isla right away, well, fairly soon, because most of us like peat. So I don't know that it accelerated the peat or...
No.
No.
That's not
it's
the right
not
part.
A horrible...
It mellowed it a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it didn't accelerate it, no. It's not running around.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Amplify? That's the word I want. Yeah, sorry.
And she's only had a couple sips.
There are many words. That wasn't the one.
There are many words.
I know.
And sometimes they're so hard.
Yes. Yeah. Especially on a Friday. We're producing this on a Friday. And so while John and Judy have been working hard all week, I'm retired, so I have no excuse except I'm old, for God's sake. You know?
You're not that. Don't let her fool you. She ain't that old.
Still.
Yeah, she can retire, but she's not that old. Especially her head.
Thank God. I know. Okay, so now the shield egg.
I can't tell.
Yeah, the water didn't do that any favors, I don't think. Because it was a fairly mild thing anyway. Yeah, and the thing it had going for it was that kind of mellow softness and bread pudding and smoothness. And the water just kind of diluted that a little bit, in my opinion.
I think so, yeah. Well, that might have been when you went splurch instead of drink.
Well, it could be. It could be. It's hard.
I just want to sit here and smell it all day. It smells really nice.
Sometimes I worry about you, John.
As well you should.
Yeah.
He's a sensualist.
But it's good.
What can we say?
It's really good.
All right. And now the Bunnehabhain. We'll see how this stands up to a little water.
I smell caramel.
Yeah. I think it opened up the smell a little bit.
Vanilla.
Or if you're from some places, the caramel.
And yet, I'm not sure. I think I... The one thing I've discovered in doing these podcasts is if I really want to get to know a scotch, so to speak, it's better to just drink it neat for a bit and see what you think. And there are some scotches then that are perfectly fine with ice and, you know, a hot summer day, as we said, and others that it's like, no, you really shouldn't do that. You should just worship the scotch as it is. But...
I know you're going to get mad at me.
You can do that.
Because you do it often. But
this is true.
We were watching a show, and I'm pretty sure that it was like a British or a Scottish show, and they actually showed someone's scotch with some lemon in it.
Well, they're just bad. I don't think
that's
a good thing.
Because, I mean, the only time we've ever seen that is... when we went to the Ram, which is not exactly the Scotch haven of the world, and the guy's like, would you like some lemon in that? And I'm like, sure, I'll try it at least once. And it actually wasn't bad, but then Marla showed up and she got a little twitchy, so I figured I better not do that again.
I threatened to give her a scarlet A to pin to her chest that meant adulterator.
Adulterator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, you know, it's not something I would do. But, you know, on a hot summer's day,
well, oh,
you know.
Ice is one thing. Lemon is another thing completely.
Make it into like a shandy.
Oh, God. Stop.
Scotch shandy.
Stop.
So don't do any of those things.
The only other place we've ever seen that was on this TV show.
Oh, the TV show. I've never seen it anywhere else.
Produced in the UK.
I know.
And so apparently some
it happens. Yeah. It does happen, I think.
I went to Scotland for a year when I was in graduate school. And, of course, we drank a fair amount of everything. Mostly cheap, I have to admit. But we... I remember being at a bar in a hotel one night because on Sunday nights, only the bars in the hotels were open. And so we all went there. And I ordered a Black Russian because in my youth, that was one of those kind of comfort drinks. You know, it was sweet and it was strong, as God knows. But and so the bartender, you know, poured in the Kahlua and the vodka. And then he started to pour in Coca-Cola. And I nearly went over the bar to stop it. It's like, stop, stop. Why would you do that to innocent vodka and Kahlua? I just don't understand. But it was evidently in Scotland or Britain in general. It was like, oh, yeah, you pour a little Coke in, it'll stretch it out, you know. And I'm just like, oh, my God, stretch you know, why would out. You do that?
No. So, that does sound
It just sounds
gross,
horrible. But well, I don't even like Coke.
But, you know,
so
if anyone out there knows about this whole lemon and scotch phenomenon, you know, you should, like,
drop us a line.
You can
communicate with us.
What's our email address, Mr. John? Kind of like asking what my phone number is. I'm like, I don't know. I don't call myself.
No, actually, I do remember. I'm sorry. It's funwithscotch@gmail.com. So there
Yay.
You go.
How well, it's because I never remember what our URL is for our website either.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
But that's okay. Mm-hmm. So yeah, let us know because we really are curious.
Sorry. I just clinked glasses inadvertently.
So, and next week we will be doing a podcast on because we're going to an event on Monday. Uh-huh. It's a whiskey and food pairing at a oyster bar here in Olympia. Uh-huh. And we are going to take copious notes. We're probably going to look weird. Everybody else is going to be having fun. And we'll be sitting there going, scribble, 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 scribble. But we're going to report on what we have and the food that goes with it. And I think they're going to have some Japanese whiskeys, not just scotch. So it's going to be fun. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm, yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. Sounds like
awesome.
A great time.
It'll be awesome.
Hopefully we won't get, hopefully we won't drink too much and then we can't read our handwriting. I already have trouble with that when I'm sober.
Well, yeah. Okay. We'll work on that.
Yeah. So, okay.
So that's potential fodder for episode 8.
Yeah.
Okay, we are signing off. And hello to Glenda at Bauhaus. And we'll see you at the end of July. And you like good scotch.
Yes, she does.
Definitely. Enjoy scotch.
Till next time.
All right.